begin the current Mesech of Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph. Begin Omed Aleph. Begin Tosfos Masechta. Begin with the Gemara. Beidna Nogam. And now the custom is Lamikrei that we read the following: the Mamik Mashach Toyda Pull the Ox Mechula etc. Which Omer either he says that the Zasei Deleishtan. You're right. We don't change from this order. Rak only Keshachal Pesach Biyam Chamishi. If Pesach falls out on a Thursday, Shalav Beis that the first 2 days Koyden we read like yes Mashach Toyda. But if Yom Shlishi and the third day Shu Shabbos Al Cholamoid, which is now Shabbos Al Cholamoid, Koyden the Eato Omer Lai. And included in that is Pesalacha, which is the Kriya, really, of the fifth day of Pesach. That's already included in what we're reading over here from Riyat to Omer, Eli. Because I mean, like we say later on, the Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Bim Nisim and Tishrei, whether Pesach or Sukkos, Koyin Riyat to Omer Eli. Okay, so that's where it switches things up now. So Bim Dal B'Chamisha V'Shisha Shal Pesach, so now on the fourth and the fifth and the sixth day of Pesach, so Al-Bei is given the Shabbos, which is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday of the week. So now, although generally we read Pesach on the 50 Pesach, here we're not going to commercial begin Mishal Shon, because you already read it, it was already included in the creeds of Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Rather, on the 4th and 5th and 6th days, Yikru Kodesh B'Kaspa B'Mad, but we switch around the order. We read about the parasha of forbidden relationships. Why? Because women are all adorned and they're dressed up because of the honor of the day. So you have to remind the people that they shouldn't be stumbling on Arayis on this day of Yom Kippur. And the Medrash is brought. The reason why we read up the Pasha Arayis on Yom Kippur and Mincha is Lafisha Yisrael, because the Jewish people are alluding to Hashem. Just like he warned them, not to reveal something that's embarrassing. So too that Hashem should not reveal their nakedness and their sins, and that's alluded to by the parasha of Arayis. The next day, on the last day of the Yom Tov Sukkos, we read the last parasha, and the haftarah is the Yom Shleima, which is on the eighth day that he sends them back, which is what Shmina Atzeres Simchas Torah is. Now, it says, V'yesh Mekam Yisrael, certain places in Nogu L'Hafta, that the custom is to have the Haftarah, but B'hi Achri Mois Moshe, after Moshe Rebbe passed away, and Yeshua took over, the beginning of Nach. V'shiv Yeshua, it says, it's a mistake, Shari Shasei Noim, the Gemara doesn't say that. V'yesh Mekam, some say, Shari Avhai Goin, Tikin Lema, he instituted to say, B'hi Achri Mois Moshe, but in Yoyid Nasom, they don't know the logic, and Moshe doesn't say, that's just why they change from the Lord of Shas, which is like the custom that we have on Simchas Torah. Next to his master, the beginning was the Gemara Mafta. The Mafta is, that when Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, the after is that he said to him, on the following day, it's going to be the new month, that's appropriate for Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. So it says, Kasha is difficult. And my Yoyin came, why don't you do the same thing as Rosh Chodesh Adar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when those 2 months are Be'ech Shabbos on Sunday, why don't you read Vayim Lo Yoyin Macha Chodesh? By my Maftim, why do you read of the after of Shabbos Shkolim, when Rosh Chodesh Adar is on the Sunday, and so too, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on the Sunday, the Haftarah is Uberish and Echel Chodesh, and which is the Haftarah of Shabbos Chodesh. So why don't you take that, the Vayim Lo Yoyin Simcha Chodesh takes precedence? That's what it says, for some of you can say, it's Mishum Haftarah, the Yoyodah, Medabes Rishkolim, and Maskeh Shabbos Chodesh Adi, Yibayis HaShavua. So, since you can do both, it'll mention Shabbos Shkolim, and also mention the Rosh Chodesh in that Haftarah during that week, same thing is for the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and therefore we prefer that, or but just by Yemen Lo Yehoinus and Machar Chaydash.